3, 2, 1.
Okay,
that's what I'm talking about.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard.
And with everything going on, make your dollar count with a bank that gives back locally.
Greater Bank.
The Central Coast's Hit 101.3.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, the roads were busy this morning.
Oh, man, everything's chaos now. Welcome back to the real world.
Everything's coming back. We're back.
Yeah.
Do you feel any different?
Is this weird to say that I'm semi-dreading it?
Yes.
I'm dreading it.
It's not weird to say because I agree with you. Sorry. Yes, I agree with you.
As much as I want to, like, go back to normality,
yep.
I think that people are, like, traffic's going to be shocking. The lines are going to be terrible.
Kind of gotten used to how quiet things are.
Mm.
It'd be great for businesses, though, when we get back on track.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we need to get people back to work. So even though the roads are busy this morning, they're probably just like, yes, back to a bit of normality for most people.
What I haven't asked you, you've got your tooth in, have you? Your real tooth?
Yeah, I got that done last week. So, yeah, it's all done. This is the final procedure.
Excellent.
Yeah, check that out.
Oh, good.
How good, yeah. So how long's that been? 18 years in the making.
Well, pretty much the whole time that I've been here.
No more for you down the line, which you'll love.
God.
And a big thanks to Riverside Dental, of course. Hey, Monday morning, we've got another fire pit on the air this week. So our caller of the week this week, Central Coast Bricks Fire Pit. That went off last week. So
like a frog in a sock.
Get involved in the show, guys, if you're listening right now. Any way you can, 13, 12, 16 is our number.
What are we playing this morning?
Well, it's our Monday morning game, so let's rack this up here this morning. It's our Celeb Net Worth.
It's Gawndy and Ash Pollard's Celebrity Net Worth Game.
What's on net worth?
Okay.
At what point, like, is it when you become a certain amount of famous that your celebrity net worth becomes available to people?
Yeah. Have you looked up your own? Did we look up yours one time? Ash Pollard net worth?
No, no one can see it. Not even because I'm poor. Yeah, I'm actually poor.
Your money bags, hang on. Ash Pollard net.
It's a myth.
Net worth. Oh, of course, my internet's not working.
Like, at what point do you get, you know, what amount of money allows you then to have your net worth on the internet?
I reckon once you make a few million bucks or you're known for doing something, that's when you're up there. My internet's not working right now, but I am keen to check yours out. I reckon yours will be there. I swear they just go an estimate. I think they just have a crack.
How would anybody know what I make?
How would anyone know what any of these celebrities make? They're all guessed. It's
so
all guessed.
Dumb.
Oh, no. But we love it, and it's a game we play. So 13, 12, 16 right now if you're listening. If you win this morning, all you have to do is pick a side between myself and Pollard. We've got a voucher for a wash and cut at the private studio Terrigal Pollard.
Mm-hmm.
More than just a barbershop, it's an experience you can book online now.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's our prize for this morning on 13, 12, 16. Always looking for some first-timers as well. So if you've never played this game and you're listening right now, we love the first-timers on the air. 13, 12, 16.
Oh, what a good day.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Let's look up your net worth, Pollard.
What am I worth?
It says you are estimated to be worth between $200,000 and $2 million. On this website here, which one do you fall closer to, do you think? 200,000 or 2 mil in the bank?
$2 in there?
Yeah, $2, baby! Oh, man.
How do they work that out?
Like, I don't know. It says,
are you fibbing? Does it actually say that?
Yeah, it says nationality, Australian, profession, reality TV. But then it also thinks you're a bloke.
What?
Yeah, it says
No, you're looking at the boxer.
No, it says he has a net worth. No, because it's got your details here. Reality TV, Australian.
Awesome.
The year that you were born as well.
A2 Milk.
A2 Milk shares as well.
Oh, yeah, my A2 Milk shares. Yeah.
Flying in that. I wonder if Pollard will pop up in there.
It's Gawndy and Ash Pollard's Celebrity Net Worth Game.
What's up, net worth?
Closest to the net worth wins. Best of three. Producer Matt has our celebrities. And you have Vanessa on your team this morning, Pollard.
Morning, Vanessa.
Good morning, Ash.
I got Jono from Arimba. He's back. Jono.
Hello, fellas.
The sound of the police.
God, where have you been?
working hard, Ash. Now, I've been listening to you fellas. Too tired in the morning on the way to work.
Too tired.
Yeah, hey, fair enough.
The roads were busy as I drove in this morning. Jono, busy at the moment?
Yeah, I'm just getting to Sydney now. It's not bad at the moment.
Not too bad. You should be our traffic guy. Jono, our traffic guy. How good? All right, let's see if I can get you this prize here this morning, Jono. Matt has our first celebrity.
All right. Huge news last week with this one. It's Rihanna.
Okay.
She was announced to be the world's richest female artist, so there's a bit of a tip there.
Is that the news from last week, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The richest female artist in the world. She owns her brand, Fenty Cosmetics. She launched that with an ex-boyfriend who was a billionaire. She has a lingerie line and partnerships with Louis Vuitton, Moët and Hennessy.
Okay. All right, Rihanna, what we got here?
What's on that word?
Gaundy locked in.
I'm in.
Pollard locked in. As always, Australian dollars for this. Gaundy, you said 900 million. Pollard, you said 650 million. The world's richest female artist is worth $872 million. Gaundy, you get the first.
Yes. I thought we would have heard if she was $1 billion. She'd be edging close to $1 billion.
Close,
there.
Very close.
All right, celeb two.
Alrighty, it is Mike Myers. It's his birthday today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do I make you horny, baby?
Dr. Evil himself as well.
Yeah, we'll clip that audio.
Yeah.
He started off as a child actor, did Saturday Night Live for years, TV shows, movies like Wayne's World and obviously Austin Powers. He was the voice of Shrek. That netted him a fortune.
Where's he been since? Or is he just doesn't have to work,
I guess?
He popped
up in things like Inglourious Bastards. He was in Bohemian Rhapsody. But the interesting thing about him is he made those characters. So Austin Powers, Wayne's World, he actually owned.
So he gets all the royalties on them, does he?
Those movies, a lot more money. Than
I'm in.
I'm going to phone a friend on this one. Jono, any idea how much Mike Myers is worth? Have a guess, man. Just have a, I don't know, what are we thinking? Rihanna's worth about 800, so what do we think of Mike? I reckon... 750?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
750 mil?
Trust your system.
I don't know. We'll see how that goes. 750 mil from Jono and I.
Mil.
Yeah.
Ash has locked in 400 mil. He's worth $268 million.
Oh.
Yes!
Hold on. So we even it up.
In the game.
Yeah, so he doesn't have the other revenue streams she does. Third artist, Hilary Duff. I've been talking about a new Lizzie McGuire movie for Hilary Duff. She has that. She has released novels, fashion lines, music, and obviously a bunch of movies and TV shows.
All right, Hilary Duff. Oh, for the win.
Gaundy locked in.
Okay, sorry, I took a while.
Pollard locked in. Gaundy, you said 300 million. Pollard, you said 50 million. Hilary Duff is worth 38 million.
Pollard
easily taking
it out.
Vanessa!
Woohoo!
Sorry.
Who is right?
Sorry, Jono.
That's all good, bro.
God, Hilary Duff needs to earn some more coin. God, probably doesn't own any of the rights to her music and stuff, would she, I'm guessing? Hilary?
Oh, it's a long time ago.
Yeah, true.
You know, you don't get that much as a child star.
All right, both in the running for our caller of the week. Another fire pit, all thanks to Central Coast Bricks and the private studios. More than just a barbershop, it's an experience. You can book online. We have a wash and cut going Vanessa's way for our net worth game for a Monday morning. Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Okay. Trending right now at hits.com.au.
Just to go, Pollard, for a Monday morning.
I'll tell you what's the go. Something very, very exciting as of June 1. Guess what? My fingernails will be able to be painted.
Oh, Grace Nailed It is back in business.
New South Wales, as of June 1, can reopen its nail salons. Well,
there you go.
Amongst a few other things.
Yeah.
Like zoos, which is really cool. Except one thing that isn't allowed to be open yet is gyms. So you can break a nail, but you can't break a sweat just yet.
Still no gyms. So June 1, that's a week today, so Monday.
Yeah, Monday also week. Pubs. This comes after the Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, announced all these bits and pieces, but he also said the highest request has been that nail salons, hair salons, beauty and tanning salons need to be open again because everybody was like, these are our number one requests. Mate, I need a fake tan and I need my nails done stat.
So the countdown is on. You know, there's a sneaky little public holiday next month that I wasn't even aware of.
Serious?
Yeah. The following Monday on June 8th is it's a public holiday. So we had a long weekend.
I forgot
about that. And then it just sort of snuck up on me over the weekend. I went, oh, bring that
Queen's
on.
Queen's birthday.
Yeah, bring that on. Didn't
That's
even
fabulous.
Know. So I'll take that in a couple of weeks. Take that for sure. Hey, I love this little headline here, Pollard. Mm. Aussie shoppers were rocked by the news that up to 167 Target stores across Australia will close within 12 months. A lot of them turning into Kmart, which the Kmart Mums Group will be up and about.
Yeah, they'll be up and about.
But they are owned by the same company, Target and Kmart.
Can I just, let's rewind back to the 90s,
yes,
if you will. And remember how awesome Target was back then when you could do your pick your own lollies.
Target.
Target was the place to be. Target is where you went before you went to the movies to do your pick and mix.
What happened to Target? Why did that go downhill while Kmart boomed if they're owned by the same company and essentially the same thing? They're the same thing.
I don't know, but have you been to Target in America?
Yeah, isn't it sort of...
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's sort of real cheap deal kind of place, isn't it?
It's cheap, but it's like it's got amazing homewares. Like cool homewares that you get, like Pottery Barn and stuff like that.
Well, no need to panic on the coast, guys. We're keeping our Target stores here. The closest one to us is Morissette, which will be going and turning into a Kmart. So you can still pop down to Erin Affair. You can still go to your Target there. You can get the world's best sushi from out the front of Target there, where I ate Dami. Yes.
Have you, actually, the sheets at Target are not that bad. Canning Vale, they sell really nice Canning Vale. Yeah. What's it called? Like the nice fluffy ones?
You'd know more than me.
Producer Matt.
Not really my department. Producer Matt, you know fluffy
beans. Yeah, I know my fluffy sheets. Like Canning Vale. Come on, Gordy.
Come on.
Oh, like you flannel, guys.
Like flannelette or what? Flannel
yes,
kind of.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Oh, no. Baby brain.
You're telling me you couldn't even think of flannelette?
Mate.
Yeah. I'm just struggling.
I read on my, just speaking of baby brain, I read on my my baby app that if now is the time, now is the time that your brain literally grows legs and walks out of your
and
skull.
And that's it.
Yep. Well,
oh, because you've got that thing that gives you the updates of the baby size and what it does to your body. And it just
and then all the books and the app and everything's telling me, have you noticed baby brain?
What is
it? It's a thing.
What is it? What is baby brain? Is it because all your energy is going into the baby?
No, because you're producing all these hormones. Is it progesterone or something? And then it scrambles your brain.
I love that you
makes
can,
it dead.
I love that you can remember progesterone, but you can't remember flannel sheets.
Because I was reading that last night.
Right,
that's
okay.
Are you ready? Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3. On Hit 101.3, Gordy and Ash Pollard are showing small local big love.
Just gone 6:35, and as restrictions start to ease, Pollard, we're still showing big love to our small businesses.
Damn straight.
Yeah, we are.
We'd like to show them big love all the time.
Affordable wardrobes.
Yes.
Now, I saw this online the other day, Affordable Wardrobes. The things that they can do with your place, if you're thinking about you need some more storage and you want something put into the walls, I saw something that they put together which was amazing.
Has Jamie ever asked you to make her like a...
Oh, she knows not to ask,
like
mate.
Like a Sex and the City sort of wardrobe vibe?
I am far from the handyman. I wouldn't even know where to start, to be fair.
Well, Affordable Wardrobes should sort it out.
The wardrobe of your dreams at an affordable price, Affordable Wardrobe showroom, or they'll come to you and check out your pad. Too easy.
Speaking of wardrobes, Pete and I got a walk-in wardrobe built for our new joint, right?
Righty-da.
No, how's this? None of my clothes are in it because they wouldn't fit because Pete's hogged it all.
Yep.
I've been relegated to the spare room.
I take up more wardrobe space than Jamie, absolutely, at home.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's all the big jackets, you need room for the big sort of winter jackets to put somewhere. So I take
I'm
up
I'm just appalled. Like, yeah, okay. Just
what does Pete have? Pete, whenever I see Pete online, he wears that same Kathmandu jacket everywhere. That blue and grey one. He's just always wearing it.
Yeah.
How much room does he need? Just gone 6:36. We're going to talk about the New Zealand Warriors on the coast next. I've got a friend that's been stalking them. Trying to get a bit of NRL footy player action going on the coast. Oh, what a
good day. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
As I drove into work this morning, Pollard, the big screen at Central Coast Stadium has a big sign up there. There's the Gaundy and Ash show there. People can see that. That's good. As you drive through the roundabout, and then there's also a big sign that flashes up that says, the Central Coast welcomes the New Zealand Warriors to the Central Coast. This is their national anthem. The New Zealand national anthem.
That sounds like a nice national anthem.
They've spent the first full weekend here on the coast, the Warriors players.
Have you seen any of them?
Not one, no. But I don't live in Terrigal, and I haven't been anywhere near Terrigal recently. But if anyone has, 13, 12, 16.
Well, producer Matt's based in Terrigal. Have you seen any?
No. No, I wasn't in Terrigal over the weekend, though. So
haven't seen them kicking the boys around?
No, as soon as the club's open, then we'll probably see them.
Ooh, they'll be out and about.
Where do you reckon they're staying? Not at Crown Plaza?
Star of the Sea.
Star of the Sea, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I saw that on the news the other day, so.
Star of the Sea?
Yeah. I'm sure you'll see them kicking around Terrigal. 13, 12, 16, if anyone has spotted them there. I was chatting to a friend over the weekend, and she's pretty, for lack of a better word, thirsty. For one of the New Zealand players, she says to me, mate, are you guys doing anything with the New Zealand Warriors players on the air? My eyes are non-stop on their socials to watch their movements. This is true. I got it right here. She says, a Kiwi NRL player is like the Holy Grail. Oh, man, she wants a piece.
She does want a piece.
She's thinking eligible bachelors from the New Zealand Warriors are in town and this is her chance to strike while the New Zealand iron is hot.
So what's she doing about it?
She wants to know if we're going to get them on the show, if there's anything.
She popped on down to the Star of the Sea lately.
Man. She's been
loitering down in the foyer.
She's been wandering around Terrigal just hoping to get a glimpse of one and might, you know, accidentally cross paths. Who knows?
I can't say that I've never been somebody that stalks footballers. You know how there are some chicks literally just try and get themselves into any event that has a footballer just to become a wag.
Yeah, I lived in Melbourne for 6 years, and if you go out to the clubs there, oh, it is sickening how some people act around there. But, you know, so what, are you saying you have done it, Pollard?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. You've never been one to fancy a footballer.
No, I see. I like to be chased. Rather than chase.
Yeah, they're not doing the chasing, are they? But look, we are trying to get them on the air. Matt, you said they're sort of loosening up a little bit. So they came to the coast, they just wanted to find their feet, and eventually they'll be on air with us?
Yeah, we're working on it. They have locked down Star of the Sea, where no one is allowed in Star of the Sea.
Oh, you can't go in there. Well, they have it to themselves, do they?
Well, they got to be quarantined to play all the other players, so it's pretty strict.
So they wouldn't be doing any one-night stands or anything, would they?
Oh, my God.
No, they wouldn't. That was a news story last week about footballers had to, I think it was in the AFL, they had to give up their one-night stands if they wanted to play. Did you see that?
I don't even know how I feel about that.
Well, you know, each to their own.
It's a big sacrifice.
Yeah. You know.
Shut up, you.
Each to their own is all I'm saying, Pollard, you know. I'm sure there's a little fire exit in and out of the,
what the
Star
hell?
Of the Sea, Terrigal. Who knows?
Oh, my God.
What they've got going on there. But they will be on air with us. Also, throughout this idea, and I'm going to say it on the air right now so we own it, is we talked about getting a crane and taking it down to Central Coast Stadium and then putting it up and having the best seats in the house so people can kick back and watch the games that are played here from a crane, from Otto's Cranes. What do we think? Yeah? We like it?
Oh, your ideas.
Yeah, this is brilliant. We're working on this behind the scenes, honestly. Where do we sit with that at the moment, producer Matt? Do we see that getting off the ground?
It's now awaiting NRL approval.
Oh, they need to approve it.
But the only thing is that in those cranes, in the little basket, the bucket or whatever, maximum people, not many.
Yeah, that's all right. You only need to send two up there, you and whoever else you want to go up with, and you've got the best seats in the house. The only seats in the house at Central Coast Stadium if we can't go in there. So keep listening to us. We are working on that behind the scenes and we'll see if we can get you there in the best seats in the house. Who knows? Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
The Voice was back last night. Did you watch it?
Yeah, the Voice Chan. No, I didn't.
No, I didn't watch it either. But.
Hold on. In my defense.
Yes.
I didn't watch it because I don't have access to television.
Oh, because you're doing the renos at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah.
Doing the renos. Well, look, all I know is if someone got up there and they said, I'd like to dedicate this song to Greta Bank, I'm turning my chair before they even start singing, Pollard, because you know how much we love Greta Bank.
Why are you going to turn your chair for Greta Bank?
Because they're
the best. Know exactly why.
Yeah?
Because they have a really good Lifesaver account.
That's right.
And if you are going to have a kid, you could open one now. Savings account before they're even born.
Get in early. I mean, Jamie and I are talking about having kids in the next, say, 4 years. So if
four
we start
years?
One now, yeah, full
Wait,
Olympics.
How old are you?
34, 38. That's pretty good. Feels about right.
Wait, how old's Jamie?
She's 30-something, 30, yep.
Oh, whatever, I shouldn't judge. I was supposed to be having kids, like, in the next 3 years.
Exactly. Exactly. But get on a Greater Bank, start an account for them, and away you go. That's what it's all about.
Special higher interest rate, just for under 25s, this account's the Lifesaver account.
Now, for people that did watch The Voice last night, there was a guy with an amazing mullet from Adelaide. He's going to join us after 7. Adam Ludwig, this is him singing.
In our
was the performance of the night. Yeah.
Sounds a little bit like Freddie Mercury at the end there.
Ah, hitting those high notes. He'll join us just after 7.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
On Hit 101.3, Gaundy and Ash Pollard are showing small local big love.
Just gone 7:03 for a Monday morning. Shout out to all the students heading back to school today too, by the way. And their parents getting them there. The roads are a little bit busier this morning. Now, Robbie Lee Developments. Let's give some love to Robbie Lee Developments because the asbestos is still there, it says here. Demolition still needs to be done, so call Robbie Lee Developments.
Robbie Lee, look at me.
So that's for those guys. Hey, so The Voice last night, you corrected me in the break, Pollard.
Well, yes, because we got... bloody shut up, my brain.
Oh, no. Baby brain.
Stop it. This
Just
is
breathe,
really embarrassing.
Mate. Just breathe. Work it out.
All right.
Baby brain will.
Adam.
Yes.
Ludwig. Yeah, we were saying Ludwig.
I said Ludwig. He's from Adelaide.
Ludwig.
We'll find out. I mean, they've got a...
Best mullet.
Well, they lost their minds over the mullet last night. Take a listen.
Adam, I mean, firstly, sick mullet.
Yeah,
sick mullet.
That is
a good mullet. Can you give us a little a little turnaround? Yes.
I loved it. The crowd went nuts for the mullet. So good.
Forget the voice.
Yeah.
It's all about the mullet.
He had a good mullet and a good voice. He had the combo. He's a double threat, is what he is, and he joins us on the air straight after this. Oh, what a
good day. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Well, the one guy who could have a fabulous hair toss is our next guest, Pollard, from The Voice last night. He had his mullet on display.
Adam, I mean, firstly, sick mullet.
Yeah, sick mullet.
That is a good mullet. Can you give us a little, a little turnaround? Yes.
It's amazing. Adam Ludwig joins us on the air right now. Good morning.
Adam.
Good morning.
Oh,
man. Oh, you're divine. I fell in love with you straight away. You've got, aside from that mullet and your immaculate voice, you've got the most beautiful smile.
Thank you so much.
Is that okay that I say that to a 16-year-old boy?
Perfectly okay, you know.
let's take a listen to him singing on the show last night for anyone that missed it. Oh! ended up going with Guy Sebastian last night on the show.
I would like to know, who is your who's your muse? Who's your singing muse? Because your vibrato sounds a little bit like Freddie Mercury's.
Yeah, no, I absolutely adore Queen. Like, when the movie came out, I swear to God, I actually watched it over 100 times.
Good flick.
Nah, like, Lewis Capaldi and Freddie Mercury and Guy Sebastian and, you know, all them big artists and stuff I really have looked up to growing up over the years. And really got me to where I am today with, like, how I sing and stuff. But, no, I really went and made my voice, you know. I don't want to sound like anyone else besides myself. I don't want to be a genre. I want to be myself.
Well, it was interesting last night where they asked you where it all started and you said this.
How did you discover singing? Like, what was the moment that you thought, this is cool?
Probably like every 6-year-old, 7-year-old, they just start singing in the shower.
Yep.
You know, to be 110% honest, I usually sing in my toilet.
So you sing in the toilet.
Yeah, my toilet is my bathroom. I got a toilet, shower, basin in one room.
Yeah, right.
Best acoustics, is it?
Yeah, like, and carports.
Carports!
Yeah, that's not a bad
one. Yeah, all right, I see.
A bad one. And so tell me, because, I've heard rumours that they're going to replace the judges with all Aussie judges, and you pick Guy anyway, but what are they telling you about the live shows, given that a lot of the international judges might not be able to come back?
I don't know yet. I don't really know, to be honest. I haven't really been told much, but you just got to stay tuned and see if I even make it to the live shows.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
You know what? You know what? Like, you're pretty young, Adam. You're 16 years old. There's been so many young performers join these shows, like Casey Donovan, just to name one. How are you going to deal with the celebrity, the popularity off the back of this show?
Well, I just really take everything into my stride, to be honest. Like, I have people, before the show, I had people come up to me. Oh, can I get a photo with you, please? Oh, my son's a huge fan. And, like, I'd just be chill about it, you know, be kind and stuff. Obviously, with the voice, it's going to be a little bit more hectic, but you just got to remember to stay down to earth and remember who you are.
I love that, man. That is such a great sentiment. And just tell me, what is the secret to that perfect mullet of yours? How do you just get it looking that fabulous?
Filth.
Filth?
Nah, I clean this mullet every single day. Every single day. Shampoo. And I used to condition it every single day, but apparently that's bad for it.
Okay.
Oh.
But nah, like, clean it every single day. Shower every single day. Make sure you shower, kids. But yeah, shower every single day. And clean it every single day.
I love it, man. That is some great mullet tips, mate. All the best with the voice. We're going to be watching. I would love to see you take this thing out, obviously.
Absolutely.
I'd love to see it too.
Yeah, and hopefully you do make it through to those live shows. But Adam Ludwig, thanks for joining us on the air this morning.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you.
Good on you, man. The voice, it's back on Channel 9. Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Isolation has brought out the best and the worst in some people. Like, isolation, you could use it to the best of your ability and come up with some really fabulous business ideas if you're that way inclined. Like, if you've got an amazing business acumen, use it.
How's your dad's hand sanitizer biz going?
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's going all right.
That's just an offshoot of his regular sort of scenario.
Perfect.
But I know plenty of people who've come up with some side hustles, or even in this climate are thinking about how they can leverage the market at the moment. And I went, you're already looking quite glazy-eyed.
Me? Am I? No, I'm into it.
You're like,
Oh, sorry, it's just a Monday morning. I'm still waking up. No, I'm into the business ideas. You know, I love this stuff. You know I like to get in on a business idea.
Yes.
Once the work's already done. So do tell, because I might get in.
I went for a stroll with one of my girlfriends who quit her job just before COVID happened. And she quit and she was going to move back to the UK for 3 months because she's from the UK to go and see her family and then move back to Australia and begin work again. But it turned out that she quit her job, couldn't go back to the UK, so she's been unemployed this whole time. And she's really been thinking about how she can leverage the aftermath of this whole COVID situation.
So where is she right now? Is she in the UK? Is she here in Australia?
She can't go back to the UK. Okay, she's here in Australia. Yep. Yeah.
So she's here?
Yeah. So we're on a stroll and she starts rattling off these business ideas that she's come up with. And I just think, what an amazing person that you've been, you know, jotting all these things down, writing business plans. Like you're out there, you're getting out there and you're not sitting in front of the television the whole time. You're using your time wisely.
So what are they? I'm dying to know what they are. What are these ideas?
They're all shit. Oh, my God.
A lot of business ideas are, and that is the problem. I've had some stinkers over the years.
Stinkers?
Yeah, I had an app that I was starting that I spent $4,500 on a course.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, pumped all this money into it, and then it got to the investors' sort of talk, and I was like, oh, I don't feel comfortable asking people for millions of dollars on an idea that I don't even know is going to work, and only 1% of apps work.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I bailed out on that, but I spent a whole bunch of cash on this idea of mine.
Do you know what? At least you tried. Like, at least you took the risk and then realised that maybe it wasn't.
I'd rather my $4,500 back, but anyway.
Well, no, you got to take risks.
So what's hers?
Well, I shark tanked her, basically. I shark tanked her as we were on this walk. And one of them was for people our age who are interested in art but can't afford to buy the artwork. So you hire artwork to hang in your house.
Love that.
And I was like,
that's
good. Well, wait though.
Okay.
Because you gotta people that are interested in art full stop would prefer to buy it and invest in this artwork, right?
You've just brought something up for me. I saw this last week. They're trying to sell the Mona Lisa. Have you seen that?
Oh, what?
Yeah, they're trying to sell it at the moment. Me. Yeah, it's in the news. You just reminded me of it. You know how much they're asking for the Mona Lisa on sale?
Oh, God.
$83 billion.
Who's got that sort of money?
They're saying it brings
Jeff
in...
Jeff Bezos or whatever his name is.
He can just hang it up at his toilet, the Mona Lisa. $83 billion if you want to buy that one. Yeah, so if you could, rent the Mona Lisa out for your place, not
bad. But I don't think it works for just the everyday human being. I don't think they're going to hire artwork. Artwork is there to invest in. You know, you get it because you have a connection with it and you hang it in your house.
Not the worst idea I've heard. Don't mind it, to be honest. What else she got?
Then she came up with like sustainable, Tupperware sort of packaging for people on a business site. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, this has already been done.
Yeah.
Like, there's the brand Tupperware. Do you know what I mean? Like, hello?
Yeah, that's done. It's
like, yeah, well, that's all plastic. I want sustainable. And I said, mate, if you got a short 200 clackers in your pocket, because the startup costs on that are going to be... Anyway, I think she was a bit depressed by the end of the walk. She was a bit depressed.
You shot down all her dreams. That's why. She thought she was onto something.
I just wanted to sort of be like the devil's advocate.
Just the two? Just the two ideas that she had?
Yes. But then I went for a walk with my other friend who had this business idea, and I won't tell you because it's amazing, and I've backed him.
Oh, so you tell us.
In fact, I have put him in touch with the founder.
Yeah, right.
Of Bellamy's Organic, because that's how much I think his idea is amazing.
So you tell us the stinkers and you keep the good ones to yourself, do you?
Well, mate, I can't in case someone patented it.
She probably had more in her back pocket. Patented it, yeah. She probably had more ideas going, but by the time you shut her down on those two, she was like, I'm done here.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
What is going on between Queensland and New South Wales at the moment, Pollard? These borders, I tell you what, Queensland just don't want to come to the party, do they?
Not really.
Latest thing I'm reading here, Queensland Premier won't be lectured over the borders reopening by New South Wales. So, God, come on, guys. There's even talk about... opening it up between us and New Zealand, and if New Zealand want to travel between, say, New Zealand and Australia, they can only come to Victoria, New South Wales, and that's it. Queensland don't even want in on that at the moment, Pollard.
Truly.
Yeah, so let's find out what's going on.
Are they saying that we're grubs?
I think they're just running their own game, to be honest. I think they just want to, they're pretty happy with their COVID-19 situation and the way that they've handled it, and they're sticking to it. WA's been doing... something very similar as well. So they're just kind of running their own game. But Let's go behind enemy lines because there's a guy by the name of Dan Anstey who does the breakfast show on the Gold Coast there. So he's in Queensland right now as we speak and he joins us on the air.
Oh, bloody sweaty up here. 24 and sunny today.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit too hot.
Yeah.
I'm slightly uncomfortably warm, but how are you guys?
What's we're good, mate. 16 and rain here today, so we are loving life, buddy. So good, so good. Hey, mate, we wanted to get you on the air with us because it seems like there's a fair bit going down between New South Wales and Queensland at the moment, more than just Origin. It's these borders situation.
Yeah, state wars.
State wars. Yeah. What is going on in Queensland and how come you guys aren't coming to the party?
Look, we've reassessed the situation and coronavirus has given us a really good chance to take stock of just what we've got up here and just how much we probably need to appreciate it more. So I've never been a big fan of Donald Trump, but I'm going to borrow hashtag build the wall and I think we make this a permanent arrangement.
I don't agree with that, first and foremost, because I am a Gold Coaster.
The wall is partially to keep you out permanently. So you've left us.
They took that opportunity.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to see my parents? How are my parents supposed to see my unborn child?
I'll put them in an express post package today. We'll get them down to you tomorrow, mate. You can have them back and then we'll pop the wall up. We'll make this a permanent pull-out situation.
I just reckon Palaszczuk's just being a little bit too OTT on this one.
Palaszczuk needs to ease up a little, Anstey, I feel.
Well, what do you guys want? I understand that, Pollard, you got the parents here. I get that. Gaundy, what do you want? Why do you want to come up here?
Because he just doesn't like feeling left out.
Mate,
beautiful petri dishes with legs down there in New South Wales. You're the bloody epicenter of this thing in Australia, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
And all those flights were coming in from Wuhan to Sydney, and it's come out of there. We've just got to be really careful with your petri dishes. So what do you want?
I'm going to Byron Bay at the end of June, and, you know, it's right on that borderline between New South Wales and Queensland, and I'm just thinking, you know, by the time that time comes, I wouldn't mind a little bit of Dreamworld action or, you know, you got the theme parks going on there. You got Gold Coast is as dirty as it gets. I want to get dirty on the Goldie, mate. I want what I can't have at the moment. That's the problem. And if I can't have it, I want it more. And just I'm hoping that you can do something for us to just sort of
ease the situation.
Ease the situation between the two states.
Yeah, look, it is actually quite beautiful up here. You know how nature is kind of returning during all this? People are driving less, and, you know, we're seeing vision from around the world.
Yes.
And mountaintops like we've never seen. You should see the amount of strippers that have returned to surface paradise.
Yes.
And there are actually people who've been on schoolies like 8 years ago, and they're just kind of surfacing now. They're just coming up from underneath park benches. It's a beautiful sight.
See, that's
what Hollywood Showgirls open yet?
My wife won't be listening to this. Yeah.
Mate, that's
you know what, mate? Yes. Instead of going to Byron, you want to get the thrills, you want the ups and downs of Dreamworld, why don't you just take a little detour and go to Nimbin, mate?
Yeah, well, that's a good point, actually. Pollard's dad went there recently just to get a bit of the old, what did your dad get there recently, Pollard? From
medical
Nimbin?
Marijuana?
Yeah, he went and got some medical marijuana from Nimbin. So,
if I had to deal with Ash every day, I would just be on the trip constantly.
My God. You are an awful person.
All right, Anstey, we'll leave you there. Thanks for joining us. Don't know if we've done anything to ease the tension between the two states, but we did our best. Thanks for joining us on the air. Oh, what a
good day. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Where do you sit on lip fillers, Pollard? Do you get them done with your Bowie or not one to get the lips done?
Nah. What I will say, though, is like I'm okay with them unless they start to look obvious.
Right. Well, let me show you this picture.
Like, you know when ladies start to lick their lips heaps?
Is that because they're drying out? Because they're expanding and they sort of dry out a little bit?
Yeah. Yes.
If anyone's had them done, 13, 12, 16, do you love them? Do you feel like you went a little bit OTT on them? Feel free to call the show. Don't forget that fire pit. All thanks to Central Coast Bricks at the end of the week for our caller of the week. There's a lady what do we got here? So she's had 20 lip filler injections. She's going for the world's biggest lips.
Oh, my God, gross.
She's setting out to get the world's biggest lips. There's a picture of her right
horrific!
There.
Horrific!
There you go.
Oh, you serious?
Each to their own. She's pretty keen on having the world's biggest lips. She's gone for 20 fillers.
Where's she from?
Bulgaria.
Of course.
Yep. Andrea Ivanova. who's 22 years old, 20 lip filler injections back to back. She's more than quadrupled the size of her lips, but she says she still thinks she could go bigger.
How can she even talk?
I don't know if you can go bigger than that, can you? Where else do they go from there?
I don't know, but it looks like it hurts. Yeah, it really looks does. Very sore.
Very
tall.
Very popular on social media. She's amassed 33,000 Instagram fans. So jump on there if you want to check her out. And a lot of them are saying that she has the perfect lips.
No way.
Yeah, perfect.
Why?
Can't see yourself going down that road there?
Not at all.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not one to judge or anything.
Because
that...
think about it. If she had that removed from her lips, her lips would be like flags in the wind.
Yeah. It is true what they say.
Imagine saying, hey, Ivana, what's her name?
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah.
Ivana.
Yep.
Hey, Ivana, go like this.
Couldn't do it. Could not do it. Now, look, I'm not the one to say this, but I have heard this term before, and I'm not saying this now. I'm just saying I've heard it, and there is some truth to it, is baboon's bum. A lot of people do say it kind of can look like that, especially to that sort of extreme right there. Would you agree?
We'll
get this up on our socials for you to take a look at. Yes.
On that, on the baboon's bum, one of my friends has lip fillers, and she... Something happens, I think, to people where they're like, I could probably go a little bit more. But they themselves don't see that they probably shouldn't.
It's like
And my girlfriend is one of those people. She's had a little bit too much and I said, I think you need to stop now. I think you need to pull the reins up on that one.
Well, I've never had anything cosmetic surgery-wise done, but I do hear it's a little bit sort of addictive, isn't it? Once you have a little bit, you want a little bit more.
Yeah, but the trick is, I believe, is to recognise that you stop at a point. Like you obviously get the fillers done because you've got thin lips or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's cool. I'm totally down with that. But it's when you start going over the top and it's looking fake, you can tell.
Let's go to our friend Loose Liz. Loose Liz! On 13, 12, 16. Have you got the fillers, Liz?
No, I don't have fillers. I used to get paid out at school and get called fish lips and stuff like that because I got rosebud lips, like quite good lips, but they picked on me back then. So everyone's having a go. But my girlfriend, she's got really thin lips. So she went and got Botox the other day to like, she wanted fillers, but they wouldn't do it to lift her top lift up.
Yep.
And she can't even close her mouth. She can't even suck on a straw. So God knows what that woman does.
Mm.
Oh, no. Just from getting Botox on the top there.
She's got like resting bitch face, so they had to lift her mouth up. So she's got it on arms, so I had to lift it up and lift her top lift up.
Are you for or against it, Liz? Where do you sit on the cosmetic surgery?
Well, considering my kids say that, why do I look so old when I'm younger than my girlfriend? So I'm for it. I think I'm about 5 days away from getting Botox. I need it so badly.
Yeah, right. Because we can't get it. No one can get it at the moment. Is that true, Pauline?
No, you can't.
Because of the beauty procedures that are on hold at the moment. Yep. So there'll be a line out the door for the Botox joint on the 1st of June.
Tell you what.
Waiting to get in.
As soon as I'm out of the woods here with my scenario, I'm getting back. Look at the crinkles on my forehead.
Post-pregnancy, Pollard looks like Michael Jackson, no doubt. You'll be
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Wake up! Hey, wake up!
It's a cute little Instagram post you just did, Pollard.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you and Pete there. Is this why you were asking me about Savage Garden, is it?
Yeah.
In the break. This is the caption. 5 months pregnant, living on a building site, eating microwavable meals for brekkie, lunch and dinner. And we are still truly, madly, deeply. You're feeling a little bit emotional on a Monday morning, are you?
Ode to Savage Garden.
Do you have all the feels on a Monday, do you?
Nah, I'll tell you what I'm feeling, and that is bloody well proud of myself.
Yeah, why?
Because, mate, you wouldn't last.
Being pregnant?
No, and then living on a building site. Our roof is open.
Mate, I'd do pregnancy easy. Easy. Like, it's nothing. I wouldn't even complain once over 9 months.
I can't put my socks on now.
Just pop that thing out like it's nothing too. Wouldn't even wince in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Are you nervous about the day?
Yes, I don't talk about it.
Best to block it out. Best to just block that out.
Hey, I've started to read like post baby, not during.
What? Right, yeah, no, don't read about it.
No. I'll just be like, yep. Epidural.
give me as much as you got. All right, next on the show, what is this show, Labour of Love, the TV show?
Oh, mate. Yeah. If COVID's taught us anything, yes. I'm all about what COVID's taught us these days.
Yes.
And it's like we will watch anything, especially a woman fall preggers on a reality TV show. Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
May I present to you, ladies and gentlemen, the Sperm Lottery.
Ooh.
That's right. A brand new reality show, an American reality show, in fact, called The Labour of Love.
I have heard about this, but I just saw the headlines on the show. So it's guys competing to
impregnate a divorcee.
Yes.
A 41-year-old divorcee by the name of Christy. Now, Christy must choose between 15 different male partners. It's not like The Bachelor where you're sort of in it for the love. You're kind of in it for the sperm. So you're trying to find out who is the best dude to impregnate you at the end of this.
And do they stay with the guy at the end of it, or is it just purely
it's
get the baby and
completely up
run?
To you.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's basically like who's the best dude to be your sperm donor. But if you fall in love, that's an added bonus. Mate,
that's on you. If that happens, that is on you.
Oh, amazing. Now, the person that actually hosts the show is Kristen Davis. Do you remember who Kristen Davis is?
The name is familiar. Yeah, it does ring a bell a little bit.
Sex and the City.
Oh.
She was...
Which one?
Yep.
Oh, no. Baby brain.
Good story.
Which one was she?
She was the one that was married to the Jewish bloke.
Yeah, the boring brunette one from that show.
Yeah, the one that was like always too good. Yeah. And then she had the adopted child.
Yep. When I was 16 watching Sex in the City,
What?
No, that's all.
Charlotte.
That story.
Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte.
She's
yeah.
Charlotte.
Yeah, but when I knew she was on the screen, I knew nothing was about to happen that show, yeah.
I always thought she had good facials.
Okay.
She had really good facials.
Hey, that adds some credibility to this show, though. They've got someone from the Sex and the City cast on board.
Well, I mean, she's probably not doing much, so she needs a bit of coin.
Yeah. I want to hear a little bit of this show, so let's take a listen to this.
Yeah, okay, here's the trailer.
Okay.
She seems to have it all, except one thing, a partner to start a family. For Christy, the labor is mandatory, the love is optional.
I really feel at 41 and still wanting to have my own family, I've sort of aged myself out of the dating pool, and I want to fall in love with the man that I can see as the future father of my children.
There you go. She wants to fall in love with, not just a donor.
Oh, so she does. Yeah, she wants to find love too.
Yes.
That would be difficult. I mean, that's one way to sort of fall pregnant. You could probably just do it the other way like Fefe Box did.
Yep.
But, you could go on a reality television show as a last resort if you wanted to.
And is there any trying before buying on this TV show, or is it the one where you just really have to wait until the end to get that match? Surely there's a bit of try before you buy going on.
Let's get it on. I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't know. But yep. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a bit of try before you buy. But what would you do in that instance?
It takes a particular guy to sign up to that show to know that the end result is you impregnating the other person on the show. So you sort of know what you're getting yourself into as you enter it, I guess.
I wonder what the contract looks like for the guy.
Yep.
You've got to donate your sperm if you are the one chosen.
Yeah.
I wonder if they don't like the woman, do they have to be financially commit financially?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. It's in their contract. For the next 18 years, they're staffed. So enjoy that, buddy. Get on board.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Trending right now
at hits.com.au.
Taking a look at what's happening for a Monday morning.
Yeah, this is breaking, actually. I love a bit of breaking news on ABC Breakfast News this morning. Treasurer Joshie Frydenberg said that the government won't make wholesale changes to the JobKeeper program after the $60 billion miscalculation was revealed. He also reiterated that the doubling of the subsidy for the job seekers is temporary, which means a humongous slab of young people living in Australia may be unable to access the support payment. Visa restrictions around the job seeker supplement will make life particularly tough for some international students and migrant workers. It's a brutal time. Also, yeah, like university staff, but unable to access JobKeeper, freelance workers.
I saw this and thought, isn't that a good thing if we have, we've stuffed it up? It's not like we've gone over, we've under-delivered
exactly
what we said.
Exactly, yeah. It's good and bad.
Right.
So it's good if for the taxpayers, etc., and good for those people who have been able to be employed, or good for those who are currently on JobSeeker. And great for our economy, I would say, but not so great for anybody in the arts.
Well, it's not been good for anyone in the arts from the get-go, really. I mean, other us in radio, we've been lucky to keep our jobs, but
it's like that double-edged sword. Do you know what I mean? Like, going to be a tough pill to swallow for some, I'd say.
Speaking of breaking news, our mate Jacinda Ardern, live interview this morning. She had to stop this live TV interview because of an earthquake in New Zealand. Take a listen to this. Just happened this morning.
The last thing we need is another shed for Clark. He has two.
But it is...
We're just having a bit of an earthquake here, Ryan. Quite a decent shake here.
All
but
right.
If you see things moving behind me...
Has it stopped,
the
Prime
beehive
Minister?
Moves a little more than most.
Has it stopped, Prime Minister, or is it still going?
It's just stopped.
She still sounds so happy when she says
it. She's so chill.
So relaxed about it. Just big smile on her face. Yep. Earthquake.
Oh, we're just having a bit of an earthquake here, Ryan.
And she was right. She did feel it. 5.8 magnitude earthquake.
Oh, my God.
New Zealand this morning, yeah.
That's pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah.
Man, they must cop them all the time because she was so chill.
They've had some horrific earthquakes there, though.
Have you ever felt one?
No.
No, nor have I.
No. And we have, even my time here on the coast over the last few years, there's been a few, I don't know if they're earthquakes or a few sort of tremors, but... I do remember talking about it on air, but no, yet to feel it myself. I reckon I'd pack my Dax, to be honest.
Can
you imagine?
Same.
Stuff start moving all around you, but sounds like they're just used to it in New Zealand. So that happened just this morning. That is trending now for you.
Oh, what a good day.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Look, I don't know who Ellen has pissed off in 2020, but she is copping some heat.
Everyone's going after her.
Aren't they? In 2020. There's a new article out today calling her the villain of 2020.
No.
Yeah. They're going hard on her. It's really all been since sort of, ever since she said this.
One thing that I've learned from being in quarantine is that people, this is like being in jail is what it is. It's mostly because I've been wearing the same clothes for 10 days and everyone in here is gay.
Have
What's
a little
that?
Fun today. I think what people found wrong with that was that she lives in a mansion. Have you seen her do the show live from her house? She lives in this amazing mansion and people are like, how dare you compare that to prison? And all
this is just tall poppy syndrome. Yeah. It's jealous people.
Yep.
This is what scumbags do, right? This is what people who are jealous do. They pick on people who are successful. Because they feel crap about themselves.
I'm here to say leave Ellen alone. You know, why we have our pitchforks out and we're trying to down the nicest person.
Haven't you got something better to do than like pick on people?
Daytime TV.
I think she brings a lot of positivity to this world. And maybe she is a bit of a mole behind the scene. But like, unless you know that for certain, why would you say it?
Imagine the pressure of being Ellen, though, because you finish your show by saying, be kind to everybody, and then you're expected to be the nicest, happiest person every single time you meet someone, as if you're meant to just hand out gifts like you do on your TV show to every single person that you meet. It would be tough. It would be tough.
It would be tough, and there's a lot of pressure, but if you think about it, I would say the majority of the time she probably is she does a lot for charity.
Yeah.
You don't know what she does behind the scenes. In fact, a lot of people do a lot of things behind the scenes that you don't know about.
I'd be interested to know if anyone's actually gone off Ellen based on these news articles. A lot of people would be persuaded to think a certain way and they'd go off Ellen. This could really, you know, if this keeps up, she's yet to address it, obviously.
Right,
but apparently
that'd be disappointing.
It is wearing her down. What's that?
It would be disappointing if somebody did call and say their offer.
No, 13, 12, 16. I'm a big Ellen fan. I've spent many a midday sitting at home watching the Ellen DeGeneres show, and I've often shed a tear over the nice things that she's done. I mean, fair enough, the production company probably paid for it, but some really nice moments over the years from
Ellen
DeGeneres.
Imagine if you were like, Ellen, she's such a mole, I don't like her. Next minute, you get a call and they're like, would you like to jump in the Ellen audience? And
yes.
You're like, yeah.
Absolutely, I would be there in a heartbeat.
Exactly. Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
What a way to wrap up a Monday show. Dante Thomas, saw him at Sirens.
Seriously?
Perform that song, yeah. Sirens is getting a bit of a reno at the moment. New paint, new lights.
Oh, wonder if they'll remove all the alcohol stickiness off the floor.
Nah, that remains always.
Okay.
That's what makes it what it is.
Classic.
The glorious joint that it is. 8.53, tops of 16, rain today, 13 degrees this morning. It is Gaundy and Ash. Widow's up next, and just that live Powderfinger we played from their YouTube show on Saturday night. Widow's got some more for you after 9 o'clock, just to relive some weekend memories for you, if you're a bit of a Powderfinger fan, so Widow will take over with that. Should we put Monday in the books, Pollard?
Oh, let us.
Put it in the books.
Go.
Say
it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Time to say goodbye.
All right, four-day week, baby.
Stop wishing your life away.
Mate, I wish my life away every day, you know?
Stop it.
I can't wait to get to the end one day and just go, what a ride that was. I wished every minute away. It was brilliant.
I'm going to clean out my bathroom drawer today.
Whoa.
Amazing.
That's the Mondayest thing I've ever heard. Have a great one, guys.
See you, guys.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.